we'll be on there in a little bit. We'll be on the road, too. Miss Queen, we're getting on the road, too.
Okay, Miss Queen. Miss Queen, you make sure that you have that box, that new step you gave me when you get up, baby.
Okay. Now, where are you traveling?
Good morning. This is Jackie and Kendra. We're on the road.
Good
morning, good morning. This is Dr. Vanessa from Dallas. So glad to hear everybody's on their way to Hot Atlanta to the Momentum Conference. Good morning to our entire TMC family.
The kingdom of God.
Are you on your way, Vanessa?
Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa.
Good morning, everyone. Back to you, Miss Willard. Open us up in prayer.
Good morning. This is Dr. P.K. Roberts. I'm already here in Hot Atlanta. God bless you this morning.
God bless you. Okay, may I pray now? All right. Praise the Lord. And I take it everyone is going to Atlanta. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. Well, praise the Lord. Well, Father God, we just thank you so much that you have, just for your faithfulness to us on this worship Friday. We thank and praise you, O God, that you got some up early in the morning to get on the road, to go to Atlanta, Georgia. You got others of us up early this morning to be on the TMC call. We thank you for this place of gathering where we can come together, Lord God, and worship you, adore you, glorify you, lift you up on high. Father, we ask that you please forgive us of all of our sins and just help us to be like you, O God, in everything we say and do. Father, be with each and every person who is on the road traveling today, whether they are flying, whether they're driving, whether they're going by bus, by train. O God, be with the person who is driving. Be with the pilot, O God. Be with the conductor of the train, however they're going, Lord, that the passageway is clear, that there is no interruption, no interference, O God, that the cars are all in operating order, Lord, that the mechanic of the plane was well-skilled, knew what he was doing, and, Father, and that the pilot is well-rested, awake, and alert in Jesus' name. Father God, we just thank you for the gathering that will take place, that you will bless the event indeed in Jesus' name. And, Father, that it just won't be just a gathering of artists, Lord, but a gathering also of where the word can be shared to encourage someone. Now, Lord, we worship you on this Worship Friday. We thank and praise you for Tiffany, Tammy, who will bring forth the message this morning, who will lead us, oh God, that you would just fill her up in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for Dr. Vanessa, Dr. Weatherspoon, Dr. P.K. Roberts, oh God, and the Artist International family. Father, we thank you for the mandate that you have placed on their lives. Now, Father, for each and every person who is on this call this morning, shower down favor upon them in Jesus' name. Now, we bind any interference on this call by the blood of Jesus. We know that the call will go forth with clarity, and we give you praise, honor, and glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Minister Robin. I love you, everyone. Have a wonderful weekend. Have a blessed time in Atlanta, and I will hear you on Monday morning.
Thank you so much, Sister Willa. We are so glad that we have many who are joining us today who are traveling. We have new individuals. We have regular people who follow us. And my name is Robin, and I am here in New Jersey. And I, too, want to welcome you to the Master's Call. This is a powerful call. This is our Master's Call. This is our call. And we start our day off with him. We glorify him, we rejoice in him, we pray and thank him for what he's doing in our life, and he is just our joy. And I am so excited on this Worship Friday. I could just shout with a voice of triumph to my God. And I thank God for the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who is also on her way to Atlanta. Good morning, Dr. P.K. And to our Mother Eagle, good morning, Dr. Vanessa. We love you. We thank you for listening to the voice of God, and we thank you for this call. Just as I said, this call is about the Master. We love to praise him, worship him, and all his greatness. So let me just go ahead and tell you about our mission statement. Our mission statement is for us to be enriched, to be enhanced, to be empowered, because we are believers and we want to start our day off that way. And we have a scripture that we stand on, and that is Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But unto you, O Lord, I cry out first thing in the morning. And when I do that, I know that you hear my prayers, and my prayer comes before you." We have a website address for you. Feel free to go to www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. That's themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. You can listen to our messages, find out more about us, download those messages, and just eat the word of God. We also have an email address, and we invite you to send your praise reports, your prayer requests. And if you would like to be one of our prayer intercessors, either myself as the prayer general or one of our co-founders will get back to you. And you can send those requests or any of those praise reports to themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. You're probably saying, those who are here for the first time, why is everybody going to Atlanta? Well, they are Artists International Distributors. We have a conference going on down in Atlanta, and the company is Artists International, founded by the Diaz de Leon family. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that at the end of the call. We have a motivational call, and I'll give you all of that information then. But right now, this is Worship Friday, and just as I say, we worship our Lord, and I am going to bring forward the woman of God who is going to usher us into the presence of God. And I am glad she's my sister in the Lord. I love her dearly. Are you there, Sister Tiffany?
I am, Robin. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Good morning. God bless you. Take it away, sis.
God bless you, woman of God. Thank you. Thank you to each of you. Good morning, everybody. I hear so much excitement on this line this morning. It is indeed a privilege and pleasure to greet each one of you as you're traveling, or maybe you're already at work, or maybe you're just at home and you're laying down in the bed. But I'm telling you right now, wherever you are, it is time to get up. It's time to raise your hands up. It's time to stand up. Why? Because we serve a great God. We serve a great God. We serve a great God, and I am so happy to be a part of this, the TMC family, and to be a part of Artists International. But first and foremost, I am happy to be a child of the Most High King. See, the Bible says that it is He who made us, and not we ourselves. It says that I am fearfully and wonderfully made, so no matter what people say, no matter who said what I was not going to be, God said that I am fearfully and wonderfully made. So I praise God for each of you today. Let's go ahead and start with the song of worship this morning. This is Worship Friday. We're going to worship through the weekend. No matter where we are, no matter what we're doing, we're going to worship God. Why? Because we are only one praise away from a breakthrough. So your praise is on the way, but if you do not lift your hands and lift your voice unto the Lord, then you won't stay in that situation where you are. Why? Because you didn't praise them and you didn't worship them. So if you don't do anything else today, right now where you are, lift up your hands right now, hallelujah, and give God the praise. Just thank him right now because he is God. Thank him because he brought you through. Thank him because he is God. Hallelujah. How great is our God? Say with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. How great is our God? Say with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God.
thank God for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa for being the founders of this call, and I thank them for allowing me to speak to you this morning. As Willa said this morning when she came on the line, Psalm 100 is basically where I am coming from. Psalm 100, that is a call for us to worship God. And Psalm 100 reads, shout joyfully to the Lord all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful singing. Know that the Lord himself is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. Hallelujah. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter in his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting and his faithfulness is to all generations. Hallelujah. Let me go ahead and break that down a little bit for you. See, a lot of us think, you know what, I cannot hold a tune. I don't like the way my voice sounds. You know, I'm not a good singer. You know what? I say, get over it. Why? Because the Lord is calling for all his creations to praise him. If the birds can praise him, if the fish can praise him, and they don't have a voice that, you know, that we have, that we talk with, then it is no excuse for any of you on this line to say that you're not going to praise God. We go to church. We go to worship services on Sunday, and the praise leader is up there, and they say, okay, everybody, stand up. Let's go ahead and enter into a spirit of praise and a spirit of worship. And some of us are still just sitting down, just waiting and trying to figure out what's going on when we've been doing this every single Sunday, and we don't even want to open our mouth. But God is calling for everyone. It says, shout joyfully to the earth, all of us. All of us, not just, he didn't say some, he said everybody. That means all the creations that he created must worship and praise him. And then when we praise him, we don't want to praise him, you know, being sad or, you know, we come and we carry in our 10 things of baggage. We're carrying our disappointment. We're carrying, you know, our hurt. Release that. Leave that at the door. At the door when you get ready to go into worship, when you get ready to go into your secret place, there is a box. It's invisible, but there is a box at the door. And that's where you drop all those bags that you have been carrying, all those weights that you have been carrying, all those burdens that you have been carrying. Leave them there at the door before you walk in and watch the release happen to you. It says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joy. Joyful singing. So that means that we need to be cheerful, that we need to be happy about what we're getting ready to do. Why? Because we're getting ready to go into the presence of God. We're getting ready to go into a place where we're calling God to come and meet us. Well, why would you think our happy God, our joyful God, our glad God, our great God, who we serve on a daily basis 24/7, why would you think he would want to come into a place where you are just so unhappy and you're like drudging along just to praise him? He does not want you to come like that. He said, serve me with gladness. And that means wherever you go, if you're in the grocery store, you're out there, you should be serving God. If you're at work, you should be serving God, because he wants you first to serve him and then serve others and then take that into the world. But you cannot do that without a smile on your face. So many of us sometimes get so wrapped up, including me, get wrapped up in what we're doing, and we don't have that smile on our face. Well, now it's time to put that smile on your face and go out there and serve. Why? Because this right here is a season of harvest. It's a season of harvest. You know what? We've been praying to God. We've been asking God for stuff all year long. We've been worshiping him, and now it's time for us to reap what we have asked for. And God has a blessing waiting right for us. But why are we blocking it? Because we don't want to even be cheerful. We don't even want to be happy. We want to talk about what happened yesterday and what happened 5 years ago. It's time to let that go and move into the blessing that God has in store for you. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but I praise and I thank God. Let's go ahead and go on to verse number 3, know that the Lord himself is God. Huh. know that the Lord himself is God. It is he who has made us, hallelujah, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Now, that verse right there has a lot in it. Can you even imagine? Can you even fathom? That's the word. Can you even fathom what it would look like if you had the ability to create yourself? You know, the things that we look in the mirror and say, oh, well, I wish I had this kind of hair, or I wish I had this type of nose, or I wish I had this, and I wish I had that. Well, I am so glad that God did not leave us with that obligation, because I'm thinking that we would be a mess. So I thank him that he created us. Like I said, he made us fearfully and wonderfully made. You might not like what you look like in the mirror, but you know what? God created you. He wanted you to be like that. You shouldn't be like anybody else. Why? Because you are unique, because you are you. Don't try to be like anybody else. Just be like you. See, we are the sheep of his pasture. That means that he watches over us all day and all night. You know, there's a song that says, all day and all night, the angels watching over me. But you know what? They should have said, you know what? All day and all night, Jesus is watching over us. Why? Because we are his sheep. And sometimes the sheep stray. But you know what? God has that hook, and he will bring you back in. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we need to know him. It says, know that the Lord himself is God. See, you can't just say that, oh, you know what, I love Jesus, I love Jesus. We all been there. I love Jesus, I love Jesus. But you know what, we are so far from him. We are so far from doing his will. Why? Because we doing our own will. We running our own agenda. We in everybody else's lane. You know, God is calling us right now to stay in the lane that he has you in. Stay in your own lane. Don't swerve. Don't detour. Just stay there and follow where he moves you to. You got to know him. That means that you got to spend time with him. It's not about the religion, but it's about your relationship with God. He's calling for us to have an intimate relationship with him. The way that we find out who he is to spend some quality time with him. In the morning when we get up, you know, we get into prayer, and, you know, a lot of us are still laying down in the bed. Well, get up. You know, go into a place, move around, walk around, you know, and just give him the praise and the reference and the honor that he deserves. Start reading your Bible. If you don't have 30 minutes to do it, at least start doing it 5, 10, 15 minutes a day. Get a daily book that breaks it down each and every day. This is the meditation that you will read for this day. We have to start somewhere. Don't rely on other people to give you the word. Don't wait till you go to church on Sunday to get the word. You have 7 days in a week. And in those 7 days, you need to spend some type of quality time with the Father. Verse 4, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. Now, we all have something to be thankful for. You may not be where you want to be. You may not have what you want to have. But I praise God, number one, that each of you are able to get up on the line this day, that you are able to dial in. So that means that nothing was wrong with your hands. That means that nothing was wrong with your mind, because you were able to think or see the number that you needed to see. And thank God for the eyes. And you were able to shout out your name when you came in. So that means that you got to be thankful for your voice. Some of you are driving, so you got to thank God for the car. Thank God for your sisters and your brothers in the car driving with you. Some of them, you had the money to get on a plane and fly to Atlanta. Some of you have the opportunity to fly to other places. You get in your car, you go through the day. But do you ever say, thank you, Lord, for getting me here safely? Thank you, Lord, for this car that I'm driving. Thank you, Lord, for this job that I have. Thank you, Lord, for Artists International. Thank you, Lord, for the Momentum Conference. Thank you, Lord, for the check that just came in the mail. Thank you, Lord, for the money that was added onto my artist card. Thank you, Lord, for my children. Thank you, Lord, for the school that they go to. Thank you, Lord, for my church family. Thank you, God, for my biological family. Thank the Lord and give him the praise. Hallelujah. And bless his name at all times. He said, I will bless the Lord shall continually be in my mouth. Not just sometimes, but we have to give God the praise. If you're just sitting through the middle of the day and you don't know what to say, just say, thank you, Lord. Lord, I bless you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I lift you up. Why? Because you are my God. Because, see, back when I didn't even know what was going on, you kept me. Back when I didn't even know where to go, Lord, you kept me. Lord, when I was so confused and when I didn't even want to trust you, Lord, you kept me. So I'm going to bless you, and I'm going to praise you, and I'm going to lift you up, Lord. I'm going to honor you, and I'm going to submit and surrender to you. Why? Because you are my God. And every day that I'm allowed to get up and wake up, you bless me. You bless me to be able to put clothes on my back. You bless me to have food on my table, because many don't. But you allow me to, Lord, so I bless you. I thank you because you are a great God. Hallelujah. And the last verse says, for the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting, and his faithfulness endures to all generations. So that means that it didn't stop in the Bible days. The Lord is good all the time. The Lord is more than good, as Dorothy Cook would say. He is more than good. He is gooder. Why? Because we serve. He is a great God. The Lord is great, and he's worthy to be praised. He loves us unconditionally. And as he loves us unconditionally, he is calling us to do the same. So many times people make us mad. They get on our last nerve. But you know what? We have to love them unconditionally no matter what. Because that is the example that God sets before us. Sometimes we don't want to be bothered. Oh, no, get her away from me. I don't have nothing to say. Okay? We got to hit our own self on the head and say, you know what, get over it. Because that's not the kind of God that we serve. And if I am his, then that means that I need to put my attitude in check and keep it pushing, but in the right way, because he loves us unconditionally. His loving kindness is everlasting. That means that it goes on through generation to generation, from our great-grandparents to our grandparents to our parents to us, and then down through our children and our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, and those to come. It endures through their generation. But we have to set the foundation in the houses that we're in. We have to make sure that the things that we're doing are what God would have us to do. Are we showing godly character? Are we displaying the fruits of the Spirit? Are we walking in the character of God? Does our life resemble God? Or when somebody sees us, do they say, oh, you know, she talks about God all the time, but I'm watching her actions, and they don't fit nowhere close to what she's saying. You know, she's talking about she trusts God, but then I hear her say, I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to do that. Well, that's not what God says. God says, go ahead and do it. I've already blessed you with it, so now walk into it. A lot of times we ask for things and we say, oh, you know what, I don't think that God is hearing me, or I don't think he has answered me. Well, you know what, a lot of times the answer is right in front of you. But because you're so stuck on I'm going to try, or I don't know, or you're doubting, you're missing what's already in front of you. He just said, have a little bit of faith, of a mustard seed. That's a little bit of faith. But I heard a preacher say, no prayer, no power. Little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. So now is the time for us to walk in the much prayer and much power. And his faithfulness endures to all generations. So that means that each and every single one of you on the line today is tapped into God's faithfulness. And that is an awesome place to be. There are all moments in our life when we know that God just showed up and he showed out, and we don't have anything to say. We just say, I thank you, Lord, and we can't say nothing else. Those moments are so precious because that is a precious God that we serve. So as you go through your weekend this day, worship the Lord because he's holy. Worship the Lord because he's great. Worship the Lord because he's brought us through. Worship the Lord because he has kept you. lift your hands to the Lord and just give him the praise. I don't care if you're driving in your car. You could just lift up one hand and just say, Lord, I just thank you, Father. I thank you, Father God, that you woke me up and that I was able to get up. I thank you, Lord, for bringing me through many storms and tribulations, oh God. I thank you, Father God, that you know my heart. Create within me a clean heart, oh God, and renew the right spirit within me, God. I thank you for my friends and my family, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for the plan that you have for me. A plan for me to prosper, Father God. A plan for me, Father God, to have the abundant life, Father. I just thank you, Father God, that I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I thank you that I am the head and not the tail. I thank you that I am your child. And I worship you and I honor you because you are my God. I worship you and I honor you, Father God, because you will never, ever leave me or forsake me. And I just thank you. So as you go through this weekend, reflect on Psalms 100. Allow yourself to get into the presence of God. No matter where you are, before you walk out the door today, if you're still behind the door and you haven't gone out, worship God at least for 5 minutes this morning. And I'm telling you, he will take you to a place that you have never gone before. Give him some time right now. Even if you're in a room with several people, if you're in the car driving, after you get settled in, I know because we got calls after this call, but you know what? Give God some time. I love each and every single one of you. I know that you will have a blessed and prosperous weekend. I pray that God will allow your minds to be open to receive what he has for you because he has something for you. And I can tell you right now, I decree and declare that something great is going to happen to you today, tomorrow, the next day, and forevermore. This is our season of harvest. It's time to reap what we have sown and just know that we serve a great God and he will bless us and bring us through. I love each and every single one of you. I praise God for you, and I thank you, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, for this time. Back over to you, Minister Robin.
Glory to God. Thank you so much. Powerful, powerful, powerful. I will definitely be calling you back, Sister Tiffany, so you can give us the benediction. Family members, at this time, what I would like to do is to have Sister Tammy come forward and give us our prayer request. Sister Tammy, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Robin. Amen, I'm here. Praise God, and thank you, Sister Tiffany, for just opening up the spiritual, the heavens for us this morning. And I come before the throne of grace this morning with all of you on the Master's Call. I come in the name of the resurrected Jesus, whose I am and whom I serve, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And Father, we have already given you thanks for being our provider, our Jehovah Shalom, Jireh, our Jehovah Giver, and our Jehovah Makedesh, for being our El Shaddai. And we thank you, Lord, that I call you my refuge and my fortress, and know that I can bring the prayer request before you this morning with a right heart, Father God, with the right spirit, cleansed of all sins, Father. I ask for forgiveness for all of those who are on the line on today, for sin that is known and unknown, Father. We lift up to you, Lord God, our prayer request on today, Father. We lift up Arthur Henry for you. We lift up Ina Payton. We lift up Jana Roberts' mother. We lift up Gwen Beatty to you this morning, Lord God. We lift up to you Bertha Reed. We lift up Naomi Bird, Father. We lift up Elder Charlene Scalamandre, Father. We lift up Miss Naomi Bird to you today, Lord God. We lift up all of those who have prayer requests known and unknown. Father, we know that, again, your word says that you are the name above all names. So we lift up breast cancer right now. We lift up prostate cancer. We lift elevated prostate screening test, Lord God. We lift up chest pain, Lord God, back pain. Father God, we lift up the hands of the surgeons that have gone in and that will go in to perform procedures to correct them, Lord God. We ask, Father, our Heavenly Father, Lord God, and we ask your Son Jesus to anoint those hands, Lord God, anoint the mouths, Lord God, of those who have come in, Lord, into these families, into these persons' lives, Father God. Give them the healing touch. Give them, Lord God, your healing, Father God. Father, make everything right that they need, Lord. Provide the jobs. Provide the traveling mercies, Father. Give your angels charge over them according to Psalms 91. Father, because we've made you our refuge and our fortress, Lord, we know that your angels will walk before us. Drive out every evil spirit, Lord God, about us, above us, around us, Father. In our cars, trains, planes, buses, however we're traveling on today, we call in, Lord God, the traveling mercies, Father, to cover Dr. P.K. Roberts, Dorothy Cook, Ruchi, and all of the platinum presidents down to the advisors of artists that will be traveling today to and from Atlanta and to their destinations. Father, we thank you that we can come to you and ask you for these things, Lord, according to John 14:14 and John 16:23. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. We thank you for giving us all the things that we need and your protection, Lord, under the almighty wing. So with this, we bring our prayer request before you, believing that we have received it and thanking you, our Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Amen. Praise God. Sister Tiffany, will you just bring us the benediction and family? Just a couple more minutes. I have some announcements. I have the motivational call number for you, so we'll be done in just a few minutes. Sister Tiffany, are you there?
I am. Thank you. To him who is able to keep us and to do the exceeding and abundantly in our lives, Father, let there be peace, grace, hope, love, and joy for each of my brothers and sisters under the sound of my voice, now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen. Family, we have a motivational call by our godmother, Dorothy Cook, and that call is immediately following this one. That number for you is 530-881-1300. That's 530-881-1300. The PIN number is 5395-98-POUND. 5395-98-POUND. And that's going on right now. Don't forget, Saturday, live in Atlanta, the Momentum Conference. Many of you are there now or on your way. That will be this Saturday in Atlanta, Georgia. And we also have a prayer call monthly with Dr. PK. That phone number is 559-726-1200. The PIN number for that call is 516-848-POUND. 516-848-POUND. And that is this Saturday. So go out. One more thing, don't forget Evangelist Gwen. Go to her website, Victorious Woman of God, Fighting a Good Fight of Faith, The Overcomer of Cancer. And her website is www.fillabottlesavealife.com. Fillabottlesavealife.com. God's doing glorious things in her life. Sow into that woman of God because she sowed into life. God bless you.
We're going to now transition. Thank you so much, Minister Robin. That call on Saturday with Dr. PK live from the Momentous Conference will be, Dr. PK, are you on the line? Is it still at 10 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time? Want to make sure we're giving out the correct time. We did give out the number. We didn't get the verification, but as far as I know, it is at 10 o'clock. It's always been at 10 o'clock Central Standard Time. It'll be live from Atlanta, Georgia, there at the conference. And we're going to go and shift right now into our normal Friday. We always take praise reports and prayer requests, and we are so excited for that awesome, awesome worship that we experienced with our own Sister Tiffany today, our songbird. I call her my evangelist anyway because she definitely has the sunshine of Jesus in her life. And we just thank God for Minister Willa as you opened up the people of God and welcomed them. So many new voices. We're thankful for you. And always, prayer warrior, we appreciate you as you have hosted this call with Minister Tammy and the prayer request. I see two people in queue, and so we're going to go right to 253-678, 253-678. Ronnie, you're up.
I'm sorry, I was muted. I give God the praise this morning. You know, I continuously thank God for the TMC. You guys have blessed me greatly. Sister Tiffany, like you say, the songbird, I'll be singing How Great Is My God all day long. And I give God glory for you guys. Continue to lift you guys up in prayer. Continue to pray for Richard and give God the glory. Amen.
Amen. We're definitely going to continue to pray for your brother Richard and pray his total deliverance. Pray for Richard and know that it's already done, that Damascus Road experience, we claim it already done in Jesus' name. Going now to 347-930, 347-930, you're up. The line is open, 347-930 from New York. Going once, going twice. You might have your own phone muted, but your line is open on our board. So 347-930. All right, we're just going to keep on going and hopefully come back to them. 813-298. 813-298, you're up.
Good morning, Joni from Tampa. For God be the glory. I just want to give praise that Tiffany was right on the spot on my, that's my verse there. I love that third one. Know this, God is God, and God, that's in that message. He ain't nobody but God. So I want to just thank y'all today. I've been missing a few days because I've been running to the doctor, but my counts are up. Things are looking good. Like I said, I stand firm. I'm not going to look to the left. I'm not going to look to the right. I'm looking straight ahead. So I'm just a true believer. And I want to ask for a prayer. I've been living in my sister's house now for it'll be six years in February, and she retired from the Chicago Police Department, so now she's down here. And the thing was, I lived here 5 years, and I decided to buy the house. Well, at the time, I didn't know I would become, you know, disabled, as the doctors say, but I know I'm not disabled. So, but the money situation changed. So right now, she's so many words want her house back. So I'm just asking you all to pray. And I already asked God what kind of house I want in the means of my support. I'm believing that the house will be paid for in full. So I'm standing on that word, and just I want to stay near my parents, too. So I got a lot of Pacific stuff I'm asking God for. So I want y'all to come in agreement, and I'm believing that I will receive it. So thank you.
Amen. Well, we will definitely stand in agreement with you, and we thank you for your constant support and love for God and this call. Going now to 773-731-773-731.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa and the family. This is Wanda from Chicago. I've been missing you all. I'm back in school. But God is good. My dad, they were giving him up. They called us to the hospital and told us that, you know, we was going to have to make a decision. But I praise and thank God that I believe God. And he's 88 years old, and the Lord bless. He's doing good. The enemy has attacked him with dementia, but I'm believing God to even heal him of that. So I'm asking prayer for him as well as this Bishop Marshall. That house got burned down. Him and his wife is staying in a hotel. And I got one more prayer request. But
What is your father's name, sweetheart?
It's Freddie Crutchfield.
Freddie Crutchfield. Praise God. Okay.
And
I'm sorry. Go on.
That's okay. Also, let's see, Bishop Marshall.
Okay, we got that. His house burned down, and we'll be praying for him and his family.
Okay, and it was one more. Well, the Lord, you know, he knows. He'll bring it back to me. But I just thank God for Tiffany. I thank God for that word on today. Yes, I love to worship the Lord. God is so good. But I miss you all. I am so grateful that I was able to get on the line yesterday and hear some of the message. God is awesome. I just thank God for what y'all are doing. Thank God for you, Dr. Vanessa and PK. Oh, God is good. He is good. He is good, gooder than good. So God bless you all. I love you all. Thank God for the artist family. And I'm going to let somebody else go.
Okay, thank you so much, woman of God. And we will definitely continue to keep your father lifted up in prayer. I want to add to our prayer list. Yesterday we learned that our Diamond President, Reggie Flanagan's mother, went home to be with the Lord. And we want to definitely keep Diamond President Reggie Flanagan out of New Jersey and his wife and their entire family. He was a mama's boy, as he says, and this has been obviously very hard. And I definitely know from walking through that same valley, but to definitely lift up Reggie Flanagan and his entire family and his team and just all those who are affected. But his mother went home to be with the Lord, and when we find out further specifics about her homegoing ceremony, we'll let you know. But please lift him up and keep him and his family in your prayers. Are there any more prayer requests? If not, we will go to have Minister Tammy come and cover them in prayer, okay? I see Christina from New York. The floor is yours. Christina, 718-272.
Yeah, bless God this morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Pastor Vanessa, and morning everyone else on the call. This morning, I just want you guys to agree with me in prayer to lift up my father. He's not, you know, feeling too well. But bless the Lord, I know all is well, but just I want you guys to agree with me. His name is Christopher.
Okay.
Toussaint. And, you know,
I'm sorry, what was his last name?
Toussaint.
All righty. We would definitely be honored to lift your father up and you and your entire family. Are there anything else?
Just, you know, you're good, my entire family. And just my business. Bless God.
All right. And thank you so much. And again, always, thank you for your continued support and consistency of always being on these calls. We appreciate your prayers. All right, we're going to try it again. New York, 347-930, 347-930, you're up. Hello?
Hello?
There we go. You have to give us your first name or where you're calling from. Hello? Now I can hear you. Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, my gosh, I can't believe my number is coming up as a 347 number. This is Angela Hill, Alexandria, Virginia.
Okay.
And I was just calling with praise report. My son rededicated his life to God. He's staying with my parents until he goes to the Navy in next August. And his name is Aaron. Okay. So I'm just praise report for him rededicating his life to God. And he's ready to vote, him and my daughter, who's 19, and they will be voting this year for our president again.
Okay. Now, your name didn't come up clearly. No, I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Angela.
Oh, hi. Okay, good morning, good morning. Yeah, you're coming up from New York.
No, you're just coming up the 347 number, but anyway, I'm on here.
Okay, well, that's like I said, you're not saying anything. We've got, and your son, what's his first name?
His name is Aaron.
Okay. And we will definitely celebrate, as all of heaven celebrates, his rededication to the Lord and to pray for you and your both of your children. We praise God for that. Are there any other prayer requests? April, anything else? Okay, I guess we may have lost her. All righty. Well, let me clear out the queue. Are there any other prayer requests? Just hit star 6, and it will put you in the prayer queue, and we'll go on and pray over our prayer requests. And today on the morning motivational call is the prayer call. It's a day for pastors. So we're encouraging all of you all to hop on that call when we finish this one. All right, 832-425. From Houston, you're up.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Sharon. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good morning.
I have a prayer request that you guys would cover. You can hear my voice. Cover me and my husband as well as the whole True Living Word Christian Church family. We are in preparation to have our very first service in our own building this Sunday morning. We're all excited, but a lot of us have been working long hours. I've been getting home about 1:30 every morning. And then getting up, going to work the next day. So I'm asking for prayer, for strength for all of us, that he would sustain us, that he would restore our voices that we have to sing on Sunday. And I'm just thankful that we're going to march in mortgage free. And I just bless
all
the Lord.
Now, what's the name of the church again? True Living Word?
True Living Word Christian Church.
Christian Church. I was about to rename you Christian Church. Okay. Praise God. Your first service in your new building.
It's Sunday. Amen. We closed 2 Fridays ago, so we're trying to get everything done. But God is so good, and with just a few people, it is truly the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous.
It
definitely
is.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, praise God. Well, we will definitely keep you and your family and church family covered in prayer. And that is an awesome prayer request and celebration on what God is doing. All right, we're going to go out to Kentucky to 502-821. 502-821, you're up.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa.
Good morning.
This is Sherry McCormick from Louisville, Kentucky. And I wanted to ask, my prayer request is for God to continue to bless my business. My prayer request is for God to cover and take care of my daughter who just purchased a car. You know, my daughter, she's 20 now. She's still in college. She's doing quite well. And I ask that you bless, that God bless her. She's going to speak for me tomorrow on my Blog Talk radio show, Ladies for Such a Time as This. And when I asked her, she was very enthusiastic about it, and she just answered the call, and I'm so grateful for that. So she's going to speak on the topic of our words have power, and I ask that the Lord just give her the words to say, that it be all him, and move her out of the way. Just use her tomorrow as she comes forth and speak. And I ask God to bless you, Pastor Vanessa, and Pastor PK, and you all's ministries, and so that you all can stay vigilant and stay available to all of us. You have blessed my life so much.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much. I'm so appreciative. You just don't know. So thank you. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Give me your daughter's first name again, the one who we prayed for her car, her apartment, now the car, now she's on your radio show. Show
yes.
Our Holy Ghost. What was her first name again?
Yes. Her name is Santania.
Santania, that is right. I remember that now.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
I'm so happy for you. We rejoice with you. I hear that godly joy and pride in your voice, and God has still so many awesome things he's going to do in her and through you. So I thank you for being such a faithful part of our TMC family. And you know, Dr. PK and I say it all the time, we're just the servants, we're just the midwives, here to serve, here to create this platform and this place to give God all the glory of learning and keeping the Spirit of the Lord burning in your heart. We praise God for that. That's an awesome praise report. All righty, Sister Tammy, lead us in prayer, please.
Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa. Father, we come before you this morning. Lord, we just thank you this morning. We thank you for the opportunity to come together on this call, the Master's call, Lord, to worship you, to praise you this morning, Father. As Tiffany has already lifted up your name and just given you glorious praise, Father, I just come behind her just saying, Lord, thank you. Thank you for being our Heavenly Father. Thank you for being our provider. Thank you for answering the call when we call on you, Lord God. Thank you for being the provider, Father. Thank you for always being faithful to us, Lord God. Thank you for cleansing us with your blood, Father. We thank you now, Lord God, that we place upon ourselves, Lord God, the full armor of light and of the Lord. Father, we cover ourselves with the truth, your word, Father God, which is our sword and our shield. We put on the helmet of salvation to cover our heads, Father. Father, we thank you that we put on the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask you to bind the mind of Christ into each one of us on today. Father, we thank you for every prayer request, Lord God, that has come forth on today. As we lift them up to you, Lord, there will be some that we will not know. But, Father, I ask that your heavenly voice just lead me in prayer this morning. Father, I lift up to you, Brother Richard. Father, I thank you, Lord God, in advance for total deliverance. Father God, I speak over him right now. Lord God, the word that you have given us dominion and power over the enemy, and that nothing shall by any means shall hurt us. According to Genesis 1:28 and Luke 10:19, I speak deliverance from every addiction to nicotine, to drugs, to prescription drugs, Lord, to hallucinogens, heroin, any drug addiction, Lord God, in Richard's life. Father, I speak divine healing over those now in the name of Jesus. Father, we speak the peace of God over this young man. We call his life saved by you. Father, we ask you to come in and give him your Holy Spirit, Lord, to save him and deliver him from the evil one. Father, we lift up Joni to you now. Lord, we know that you heard Jehovah Shireh. We know that you are Jehovah Jireh. We know that you are Jehovah Shalom. We know that you are Jehovah Rapha for her, Lord. We thank you for the healing in her body. And God, we thank you that you're going to prepare the house for her. Father, according to what she's asking you, Lord God, when she humbles herself and prays, Lord God, you hear her prayers and you do answer. So, Father, we thank you for that. We're calling in the house that is already paid for. We're coming in agreement with her today that every need that she has shall be supplied because you are her shepherd. So, Father, we thank you for that right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, for Wanda Walker, Father God, and her father, Freddie Crutchfield, Lord. For 88 years, you put him on this earth, oh God, to lead and guide her, Father, to bring up this child in the way that she must go. Father, we thank you for that. And we call in the healing now for dementia. Lord, every name must bow to the name of Jesus. And dementia is a name. We call in your Jehovah Rapha healing right now. And the peace of God be amongst them, Lord God. We celebrate, Lord God, the victory, Lord. But when the doctors wrote him off, Father, you came in and said, he's mine. Hallelujah. And you came in on your time. Hallelujah. And you gave him the healing that you wanted him to have. So, Father, we celebrate with her and praise God for that. Father, we call in now for Bishop Marshall and his entire family. Oh, God, in the house that he shepherds, Lord. We call in the resources right now. We call in, Lord God, the peace of God, the shalom peace that shall cover him, Lord God. But what the enemy meant for bad, Lord God, we know that you'll turn it around for good. So we speak the peace of God over Bishop Marshall. Father, we call the comforter, Lord God. You heal the brokenhearted according to your word. God, we stand on your word right now today, Father, thanking you, Lord, that you'll hold their hands during this time. Father, we know, Lord God, that when they are daddy's daughters and when they are mama's boys, Father, we know that they still love you and they can turn to you during this time of pain. They can turn to you during this time of grief. They may not understand it, Lord God, and it may be difficult, but we know, Lord God, that you shall heal them in time. We know that you will give them your peace, and we thank you that we can come to you, Lord, that they can take refuge under your mighty wing. All to you now in New York. Father, for her father, Christopher, Lord God, who may be going through an illness. Father, Lord, we know that the enemy comes to trespass, but he cannot stay. Oh, God, we call in the healing over Christopher right now. We speak complete peace over him right now. We speak the peace of God. We drive out right now the enemy and every plan to discourage this man of God right now. We speak complete healing and deliverance right now. In the name of Jesus, by your stripes, he's already healed. Father God, for every physical and emotional wound and illness, Lord God, we call in the healing right now according to Isaiah 53:5. We speak complete healing right now over Christopher in the name of Jesus. Satan, we declare that you have no victory over this man of God and over Christine. We speak success in her business, Lord God. We speak the blessing of God and the covering over her entire family in the name of Jesus.
Father, for Angela Hill, God. We praise you, Lord God. We lift up your holy and magnificent name for her son, Aaron. Oh, God, we celebrate that he's rededicated his life to you. Oh, God, that he's reclaimed you as his Savior. Your son, Jesus, to walk before him, Lord God, to lead him and guide him. Lord God, we praise him right now, Lord God. We praise your son, Jesus, Lord. We ask for your Holy Spirit to be filled into Aaron right now on today, to lead him and guide him in this world. Father, we place your angels around him. Archangel Michael, we call you in right now to place your angels toward all warring angels right now to lead him and guide him, Lord God. Hold his hand through the sanctification process, Lord God. We seal, Lord God, his salvation too by the blood of Jesus. And we cancel every plan for attack, retaliation, and backlash that Satan may have on his mind. Father, we know that greater is he that is in Aaron than he that is in the world. God, we bless her children, Lord God. We bless Angela, Lord, and ask you to help her and guide her as she's a parent, Lord God. Or bring in the resources, Father, the mentors, Lord God, the godly men and women that will help her bring up these children, Father God. Bring in those, Lord God, who are your laborers to help her bring them up in the way that they shall go, so that they will have a long life according to the promises that you give to them. Father, we thank you for the obedience to your word and hearkening to the will of the Lord. Father, we thank you right now for sharing. Oh, God, and we ask you to cover by the blood of Jesus, Lord God, each and every member of True Living Word Christian Church, Father God. Oh, God, we call in right now, new members right now. God, prick their hearts, Lord God. Let the word of God come in and pierce them, Father God. Let, Lord God, bonds be broken and yokes be broken right now, Father. We cancel every plan of attack from the enemy, and we celebrate you, Lord God. Oh, God, we know that you'll give them strength, Lord God. They will mount up on wings and not become weary in well-doing. Oh, Father, we thank you that they shall reap a bountiful harvest, Lord God, for doing your work in this land. Hallelujah, for piercing the darkness. Glory to God. We thank you that Sharon, Lord God, and the pastors of this house, Lord God, shall be covered by your ministering angels according to Psalms 91. We stand on your word, Lord, believing and receiving it in Jesus' name. Oh, for Sherry McCormick. Hallelujah, God, we call in the blessings of her business. Father, we know that you make every provision known. God, give her wisdom, Lord God, in the contacts to make. God, send those business contacts for her. Give her witty ideas and inventions, Lord God. Give her divine assignments, Lord God. Hallelujah, call in every resource from the north, south, east, and west that she may have good success as she meditates on your word. Hallelujah, we thank you for provision for her daughter's car. God, we thank you that she's a college student. Lord, we send your angels on that college campus and on the college campuses around the world right now. Lord, we thank you that we bind her mind to Christ Jesus. God, we cover her body with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We cancel every plan of the enemy to try to interfere with the purpose, Lord, that you have on her life. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you cover her mouth. Anoint her mouth, Lord God, as she comes forth to speak, Lord God, on her mom's show. Father, we thank you right now that you will speak through her, that your will shall be done, Lord God. Oh, God, that the word shall come forth mightily through this child of God. Bless her, Lord God. Bless her, increase her anointing, and increase the hedges of protection that cover her, Lord. Let her be the light that shines all around that campus and everywhere that she goes, Lord. Let her exalt the name of God. Hallelujah, and she shall be, Lord God, blessed for you. Oh, God, and for praising your holy name. Father, we lift up to you right now, Pastor P.K. Robertson, Dr. Vanessa, Lord God. We thank you for these two mighty women of God. Oh, God, we thank you that they pour out into us. God, we thank you that they are faithful and obedient. God, we thank you that they hear your voice. Lord, we thank you that you made them mighty women of God that are not afraid of the enemy. Hallelujah. But, God, they lift you up as their shield. We know that you're their refuge. We know that you're their fortress. God, we know that you're their strength. So, Father, we ask you to continue to pour into them, Lord God. Give them fresh anointings right now, Lord God. Hallelujah. Continue to Jabez anointing on their lives and on this call. Father, we thank you for every provision shall be made, for the peace and comfort of God shall be with them, and traveling mercies, Lord God, and for LaShawn. All for Minister LaShawn. Father, we thank you for the praise report that comes in. God, we thank you for the deliverance that you've given in her life, for the salvation, Lord God. We thank you for washing her in the blood of Jesus, Father. We thank you now as she moves forward in a new chapter, God, or as she's going to a new level, Lord God. We thank you that you give her eyes to hear. Oh, God, eyes to see and ears to hear, Father God, the voice of God even more clearly now, Father. We thank you that even on this new level that she's going to, as she goes through this deliverance conference, Father, that she's going to be breaking more yokes and breaking more bonds, Father God. God, and fighting more demons and getting the victory in Jesus' name, because you're her shield, you're her buckler, you're her refuge, God. And we thank you, Lord God, for the promotion at work, Lord. We thank you for her success at work, God. We thank you because she's been the light that you called her to be. God, that you're blessing her in her finances. God, that you're blessing her in her family. God, that you're keeping a shield up, covering over her children, Lord God. Everywhere they go, they exalt the word of the God. Father, we thank you right now for every prayer request, Lord God, that has come forth on today. God, we thank you for meeting every need. Every need, Lord. You know what our needs are. God, even before we ask, Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you that by your stripes, every illness is healed, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that every depression and anxiety is quieted, Lord God. We thank you that the peace of God rests upon us, Lord God. We thank you as we draw near to you, Lord God, that you have cleansed us, that you have removed every sin, you've washed us free and clear, and that you've already taken control, Father. We thank you of every situation that we can say to you now, Lord God, according to John 14:14 and John 16:23. Father, we know that these prayers are heard and they are answered. We thank you for your faithfulness, oh God, and we love you, we praise you, and we honor you. So God be the glory. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen, amen. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
Amen, amen. Ain't nothing left but the shouting. I thank you so much for saturating those prayer requests with the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus. So we decree and declare that it is all done. So we thank you as we conclude this section of our call today. We've had an awesome week of message of word, encouraging you for anything you missed to go to our website and click on the link and get a word break so you can have a praise break. You remember our website is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, or the playback number for today is 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085, and the same pin that you called in on, 957-677-POUND. We just are so honored and humbled to be able to serve you, and we are excited with the spirit of expectation as we go out throughout this worship weekend. Minister Tiffany has so given us the word and directions and encouragement. I'm encouraging you now to go on and join the other call. It'll be on about another 20 minutes. Have an awesome, awesome weekend. And until we see you again on Monday, we'll be continuing in our series on choices and responses as we talk about the deceptions of Halloween. Have a blessed weekend in the Lord, a worshipful weekend. Be his minister in the marketplace. We've already prayed for the awesome success of the Momentum Conference on Saturday. We know the people will be empowered, stirred up. The presence of the Lord will be there. The instruction, download, strategies will be there. And those of you who can't make it, encouraging you to get on the line Saturday morning at 10 Central Standard Time for the monthly prayer call with Dr. PK, and be blessed with that call. And again, that number is 559-726-1200, 559-726-1200, and that pin is 516-848-POUND. Have a blessed weekend. Be his minister in the marketplace, and we'll see you on Monday. Bye-bye.